And with the call, we're going to send it off to Kirby and Randy.
Thank you very much, Adam Ray. Yeah, you're playing my song, Adam. Sports and baseball, it all goes together as we start our, I guess, long run of state amateur tournament baseball games. And this morning it takes Kirby Himmish and myself to Hamburg, the friendly confines of Hamburg Baseball Park in the community. And Kirby Himmish, we had pretty much an uneventful drive down, although we got to Hamburg and we saw a little water, a little mud, and they did have a little rain here, didn't they?
What'd you say, neighbor?
Two and a quarter.
The neighbor of the ballpark said. So saturation, absolutely, absolutely here in Hamburg as the all three games got postponed last night due to rain.
Yeah.
So not the way you want to start the state tournament, and I'm sure the state board was saying, of swear word course, but that's the way they got her going, and the it looks like today, knock on wood, we should be good to go.
We should be good to go, and of course our number one priority here in the 11 o'clock hour will be bringing you Spring Hill baseball as they take on the Delano A's. Both teams, Kirby, with some state tournament experience. Delano probably with more of the state tournament experience than the Chargers, but you know, different year, different team, different players.
25th time Delano's been here. Spring Hill making their sixth appearance. So, like you said, it's nice to have experience, but once the ball gets tossed out there, Randy, experience is kind of out the window. It's time to play ball.
It is. What do we know about the Delano A's? Kirby Himmish, we looked at the lineup and you recognized a few names on that roster, and so they're a very talented team, Delano, as that's for sure.
You're not going to run into too many cookies once you get down to the state tournament, but they come out of that, the runners up of that Region 12, and such a stacked region, Randy, when you get to, you know, that's traditionally the Maple Lakes, and you get those just really, really good squads coming from Region 12. So they got a good team, and you and I, obviously, a little local tie. Couple names we recognize from the 2010 state championship baseball game between Ricori and Delano. So, you know, it's some familiar faces, but again, at the end of the day, you just got to play ball. If you play sharp defensively, you throw strikes and get clutch hits, the scouting reports and all that stuff, they don't mean anything.
Exactly. They're going through some pregame starting lineups and team announcements here down on the field. Why don't we do that? Let's mention our Spring Hill sponsors for today's baseball game, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, Paintsville Mutual Insurance Company, the fine folks over at Dairyland Supply and Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Farmers and Merchants, State Bank of Piers, and Eden Valley, Sauk Rapids. We have the fine folks over at Lake Henry Implement, Woody's Bar and Grill in Greenwald. Kirby was there last night at Woody's and saw Woody, and good place to be. Greenwald Pub, Central Minnesota Realty, Peps Park, Rural Spring Hills, Stony Creek Dairy, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, El Rosa Lumber Incorporated, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Rambo, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, IPM of Wade Park, Albany and Richmond, A&W, and BNS Excavating over by Belgrade. Hey, we're going to take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back a little more pregame for you here on KASM in a minute.
Summertime is baseball time in Central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Wade Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in Central Minnesota. IPM and Wade Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in Central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wade Park.
the state amateur baseball tournament, Hamburg, Waconia. Kirby and I will visit Waconia a little later on today. We'll have a couple more matchups, won't we, Kirk?
We will. Yeah, we got a full day of baseball today. Richmond taking on Dumont at 4:30, followed by 7 o'clock this evening. It is St. Benedict taking on Luxembourg. And if you didn't get enough today of Waconia, Randy, how about I bring you back there tomorrow, okay?
Why not? Why not? Kimball will play tomorrow, and they'll get the likes of Union Hill and then Painesville in the 4:30 game tomorrow afternoon. We'll get Austin. And
five great matchups here on Chasm.
Yeah.
Can't beat it.
And then the games that got postponed last night in Class C are going to be made up Sunday night at 7 o'clock. So that's the plan right now.
Why move nine games when you can move one?
When you can move one.
That's the way they're looking at it.
And I think all the teams know that going in, that Sunday night game, if your game gets rained out, that could be the possibilities there. Right?
Yeah, that's where they put you. So we got starting lineups here, Randy. Nice crowd on hand, by the way, for the little breakfast baseball. I think everyone's pretty fired up. Good Spring Hill contingent here. Bundled up here, Randy.
Yeah, this is Minnesota, isn't it? Like yesterday, everybody was sweating and couldn't get rid of enough clothes. And today they've got jackets and blankets and everything else with them here at the ball game today.
My Woody sweatshirt is in the back seat of my car. It should be near me right now just in case if it gets a tad cooler, I'd say it might be. But for the moment, I'm taking the non-sweat.
Yeah, I was eyeing up the hoodies that they have for sale here, and so a $50 bill might end up going out of my pocket. We're going to get the national anthem, and we'll be back here at Hamburg in 1.5 minutes.
You're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night. Come join us for breakfast at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. Open at 8 Monday through Friday and 9 on Saturday, the breakfast menu includes specialty French toast and breakfast quesadilla, fluffy pancakes, eggs any style, bacon, ham, and sausage, hash browns, caramel rolls, and more. Plus, come play bar bingo on Tuesday nights at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions. Great food is always being served at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me, wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Woody's Bar and Grill in Greenwald wishes good luck to all the area teams in this year's state baseball tournament. Woody's offers friendly service and a great atmosphere, plus good drinks and an excellent menu to serve you better. Choose from a variety of sandwiches, tacos, pizzas, and more. Ask about their homemade barbecue sauce, one of the best all around. When you feel a need for food or a cold drink, head to Woody's in Greenwald.
And welcome back to Hamburg with our starting lineups. It's Kirby Hemish.
Thank you, Randall, for the visitors on the scoreboard. The fourth seed from Region 15C making their sixth state tournament appearance. It is the Spring Hill Chargers. Their manager, Gordon Barton. Leading off at second base, Eric Terrace batting second in left field, Austin Chainberg. Batting third at shortstop, Jamie Terrace batting fourth, their designated hitter, Anthony Reverman. Anthony will be hitting for the pitcher himself, Anthony Reverman. Batting fifth will be right fielder Regan Nelson. Batting sixth at third base, Eric Schoenberg. Batting seventh in center field, Owen Meyer. Batting eighth at first base, Luke Damer. Batting ninth and catching, Nate Terrace. Again, Terrace, Schoenberg, Terrace, Reverman, Nelson, Schoenberg, Meyer, Damer, and Terrace. The lineup for the Spring Hill Chargers. For Steve Island and the Delano Athletics, leading off in center field is Brady Miller. Batting second in left field, Scott Benjamin. Batting third and catching, Toby Hansen, Minnesota Golden Gopher. Batting fourth at shortstop, Jack Paulson. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Oren Hinkle. Batting sixth will be their third baseman, James Otto. Batting seventh in right field, Jeff Althoff. Batting eighth at second base, Nate Norman. Batting ninth at first base is Adam Schlepper. And pitching today is Mike Weber. He's being DH'd for. Again, Miller, Benjamin Hansen, Paulson, Hinkle, Otto, Althoff, Norman, and Schlepper. The starting nine for Steve Island and the Delano Athletics. Randy calls him the ace. We're going to call him the A's because he's the voice of amateur baseball here on KASM. And with the play-by-play for the first two and the last two, here's Runcie.
Thank you, Kirby. Yeah, and if you look at the A's uniforms, it's almost reminiscent of the Oakland A's. And so they have the green jerseys, the white pants, the white numerals. Got some yellow trim on it. The Chargers, where they wear their white uniforms, have the maroon letters and Chargers across the front. Eric Terrace has stepped into the batter's box, and we're ready to go. State tournament baseball here on KASM Radio, and I get goosebumps just thinking about the last time I was here doing a game. Good times here at Hamburg.
You? Goosebumps?
Yeah. First pitch to Terrace, a ball high, and 1-0. The right-hander for Delano throwing, and there's a strike across the plate from Mike Weber in the count. One ball, one strike.
Little zip on the old number one right there from Mr. Weber.
Weber probably that 6-2, 6-3 as he delivers the curveball. Nice bender there. And the count of ball and two strikes to Eric.
That was quite filthy, Randall.
Gordy Barton, he is over in the third base coach box. Brandon Welly over at first. And Terrace loops a single to left field. Not a lot on it, but Eric got the job done. As that wind here is blowing almost straight in from right field, although we do get a swirling up here in our press box area. The wind, anything hit up in the air, Kirby, is going to hang this morning.
Yeah, and that ball hung in the air as well. As you look where the left fielder's playing, Randy, is they're anticipating the ball not going too far. Uh-oh.
Ball gets away on the pickup attempt. Here's the throw to second, not in time, and Eric Terrace goes into second base. That'll be air on the pitcher.
Ooh, I'd say air on the first baseman. Schlaper just dropped that one, Randy, as it was kind of right to his belt, basically. I don't know if it caught the outside webbing of the big first base mitt there, but it trickles away. And as you had mentioned, Brandon Welly coaching first saying, get going. Eric made him throw him out, and they did not.
Chargers with a runner in scoring position against Delano. They were the runner-up in Region 12. Spring Hill took the number four seed. And the pitch to Austin Schoenberg is low and away from Weber and 1-0.
Yeah, you get Loretto, the one seed in Region 12. Hutchinson in there, good squad.
The base umpire out to just look at the pitcher's mound. I don't know if he saw something goofy on the backside of that mound, but he was just, because he's watching Weber's move to the plate, he wanted to make sure he had a good look at the pitching rubber. Weber looks back to second and now comes home to Schoenberg. And the pitch a little bit low and outside, says the home plate umpire. And the count at 2-0. Austin Schoenberg, the left fielder for the Chargers, digs in the batter's box and Weber's pitch. There's a fastball right down the middle and 2-1. Over at third base, James Otto at short. It's Jack Paulson at second base, Nate Norman. And at first base, Adam Schlepper. Scott Benjamin in left. In center, it's Brady Miller. And out in right, Jeff Althoff. The 2-1 pitch, and Schoenberg fouls this one back and over our heads. And the count, two balls, two strikes.
Two-strike count right now, Randy. Strikeout time for Mr. Weber. And we saw that hook he's thrown a few times to Schoenberg. And he got Terrace to wave at it once as well. Pretty good-looking pitch. We'll see if he goes to it.
Game time temp, 64 degrees as Schoenberg dribbles this one down the third baseline and foul. The count stays 2-2. We have overcast skies. Those just those dark, black-looking clouds, Kirby, which we haven't seen in Minnesota almost all summer. And it's like, what kind of state are we in here?
We haven't seen clouds all summer.
No, we haven't. Two outs, two strikes. Terrace will lead from second. Weber taking some time on the mound. Boyd looks back to second a lot. Hannah's pitch. Ground ball back to Weber on the mound, and Schoenberg will be thrown out 1-3. Weber looked at Eric Terrace running, Kirby,
just
and he was
him.
Only halfways. I mean, he could have easily had a play on him, right?
So he's a right-handed pitcher, and he fielded the ball backhanded on the mound on the his right side of the mound. So energy going towards third. Looked at him and spun all the way around and threw to first. And it was almost a look like, well, he can't be going on this, you know? And I don't know if he didn't recognize or if it just didn't register or what.
But was a third baseman there yet?
That you know, that I didn't notice.
Here's the pitch to Jamie Terrace, and Jamie pops this one up shallow center field. It's not going to be far enough to get Eric in from third. Shortstop Paulson back on the grass. He'll make the catch for out number two.
So you get that productive out from Schoenberg on the quick read from Eric Terrace, and Jamie, their hottest hitter, comes up and hits one into short center, not deep enough to score Terrace. So now it's up to Anthony Reverman to help his cause right now.
I think from what we've seen in the first few batters here, Kirby, it's going to be small ball that scores some runs here today, isn't it?
I mean, the ball just doesn't seem like it's going to go anywhere.
Anthony Reverman at the plate. He gets the number four spot, the cleanup spot, and he swings at the high fastball, helping Weber out there, strike one. Reverman over the top of the next pitch, and the count 0-2.
I don't mean to get my broken record on, but this curveball is going to be an issue for the Chargers today.
The 0-2 pitch coming, and a swing and a miss. He brought three fastballs. Reverman out on strikes. That'll end the Chargers first. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. One half inning in our books. Spring Hill nothing. Delano coming to bat. More state baseball coming up in 1.5 here on KASM.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Taking fire safety precautions today can help keep your tomorrow secure. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, encourage you to talk fire safety, test your smoke alarms, and make an escape plan with your family during Fire Prevention Week. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Contact an agent today. With us, you can trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation. Congratulations and good luck to all the area teams who are playing in the state amateur baseball playoffs. Just like them being a winning team in baseball, you'll be on a winning team with West Central Sanitation. Great service from a local family-owned company will always get you to the playoffs. Play hard and be proud you made it this far. Please know West Central Sanitation is cheering for you and proud to be a part of amateur baseball. Go teams!
Thank you for joining us here on KASM this morning. Your game being broadcast on AM 1150 on 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we're streaming online at mychasm.com. As Anthony Reverman has taken his
hitting off for Delano. The
center fielder. Warm-up shot. Pitches, and we're ready to go. Talked to Dave Hess before the game, and he said somebody that he knows was listening down in Phoenix today.
Oh, all right.
Here's the pitch to lead-up man Brady Miller from Reverman. That's outside of ball, 1-0.
You ever been to the desert?
Never.
She's fun. You should go.
I think it's on my bucket list. There's a strike called and 1-1.
Vikes play there September 19th. Want to go?
Kerb, we can't both be gone at the same time. That's just in the handbook. 1-1 the count. Pitch inside a ball and 2-1.
I don't want to call out a manager right away, but you and I managed, and we like to play the game up here from time to time. Randy, your thoughts on the starting pitching selection for Spring Hill today?
Well, you know, I can see Gordon Barton saying, well, we've used Reverman all year. It's like he's got us to this point. We played very well, and so they're going to give him a shot. Here's a ground ball to Schoenberg at third and on to first. 5-3 on the putout. Yeah, and, you know, Anthony Reverman, Kirby, I mean, there's a reason he got through the Stearns County League pretty good.
Sure.
He's a fairly good pitcher. He really is.
And in Gordon's defense, Randall, if you were planning on pitching Reverman and Van Beck today, you could start your guy, and then you could argue that
potentially the
last 18 outs are more important than the first 18
if
the pressure's on.
Absolutely. Pitches high to Scott Benjamin, and the ball called 1-0. And with the wind blowing in, I think this is going to work in Anthony Reverman's favor too today. Anything hit up in the air, which the first two balls have been ground ball outs. There's a low throw by Jamie Terrace, and Damer can't come up with him, be an error on Jamie.
You talked about how the ball up in the air today is probably going to get knocked down, but you get a nice soft hop right there. The infield soft after, what did you say, two and a quarter inches of rain. Terrace just kind of rushing himself that short low throw. Damer couldn't dig it out, and Spring Hill matching the air column that Delano had.
And what do you usually hear with a pitcher that's on? If he's keeping the ball down, they're hitting ground balls on him, right?
You bet.
So Arrogance Terrace, one error apiece on the scoreboard. That'll bring Toby Hansen, their big number three hitter, to the plate. And Hansen will follow this to the backstop. Count 0-1 to Toby Hansen, who's swinging that orange bat.
Swings a BB Core bat during the spring at the U of M. He's a gopher. He's a big kid.
Yeah, he is. I bet you he's all 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah. Kind of got that Tyler Steen build to him from Raymond. Big lefty. Catcher.
On the count. Throw to first. Back safely is Benjamin. Out in right field for the Chargers is Regan Nelson. And Regan, respecting the power here, even with the wind blowing in, playing fairly deep. Just 325 to the corners and 360 to the gaps. 375 straightaway center field as the pitch is outside a ball. And 1-1. I'm sure Spring Hill has done some of their homework. They know who these hitters are if they played some college ball. And I mean, you're showing up in the number three spot in Delano's lineup, you're probably a very good hitter. 1-1.
Ooh.
Just missing on the corner. Nathan Terrace thought that Reverman maybe had that. Home plate umpire says no.
Clearly their scouting report said away, away, away.
Yeah.
Everything's been on the outer half thus far to Big Toby Hansen.
Reverman working from the stretch. Benjamin the lead. Throw to first and back safely is Benjamin. Yeah, this is a good pitch, a 2-1, a hit and run, maybe even a straight steal. It's like, I'm sure Delano's going, well, let's see what kind of arm Nathan Terrace has. Reverman ready again, and he comes home. This is fouled down the left field line, out of play. And the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. We got listeners this morning in Walker, Minnesota, on Leech Lake saying hello and give Kirby a little hell for us. Okay, I don't know. Just got a number with that. Thank you. Listening up in Walker, and they're obviously on our stream.
Because you really needed an invite to give me hell, didn't you? Wasn't going to do it all day until you got that text.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Reverman kicks and delivers, and that pitch is inside. And the count full at 3-2 to Toby Hansen. Jack Paulson on deck.
Sorry, Randy. That was a good challenge right there, trying to bust him down and in. You went away, 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 and then he came back in with the heater just a little too far in right there. But it did fool Hansen. He wasn't anticipating being challenged right there.
Reverman delivers. Hansen rips this one foul down the first baseline. Count full at 3-2. Yet in on that play, Benjamin was going. Boy, just that swing, Kirby.
He's got a pretty swing.
He didn't miss that ball. There was some speed on that.
Nothing against the Charger faithful and those backing SH today, but I wouldn't mind watching this kid hit all day.
Exactly. Riverman ready again. Pitch in. Ripped to first. Damer has it. He'll go to second. They get the force. The relay to first. And safe at first is Hansen. Boy, that was a good spin, though, started by Damer at first.
Great job right there by Damer, and you got the big lefty bat, and you talked about it, Randy. He's scolded the ball 3 times, 4 times foul. You're holding the runner on, maybe quivering a little bit as those hands start moving through the zone, and he smashes it right to you. Taylor made double play, but Hansen running hard up the line because he hit it so hard. That's maybe a good double play ball right there, but he legs it out, and the inning extends.
Sometimes, and hitting ground balls to guys, they want them hit hard.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Bring it on.
It's like those little squibbers will eat you up. At the plate, cleanup hitter Jack Paulson, and Paulson will follow this one back and out of play as that lands right between a couple Hamburg volunteer workers.
Just what you wanted to do, volunteer on your Saturday, and you get picked on right away in the first inning with a foul ball.
That phone number has released their identity. That's Grant Schoenberg.
Oh, there we go. Now it's all starting to come together.
Now it all fits. Grant, of course, wore Spring Hill's uniform for a number of years. Pitches a strike call to Jack Paulson in 0-2. No balls, two strikes.
We'll put something on the wall, Grant. Make it worth your trip up there.
Orrin Hinkle on deck, the designated hitter. The base runner, Toby Hansen at first. Boy, he's got a monster
Ooh.
Lead, and he was leaning
Ooh.
As Reperman's throw was just a little bit off to the first base dugout side. Had it been on the mark, I think Hansen would have been just picked.
I mean, you drilled it, Randy, as he had that liberal lead, and then just that little half step, just maybe punching the gut a little bit, but then he realized he's coming back towards the base and throws on the bag. He's probably out.
Again, 0-2 the count to Paulson, and the pitch driven to center field. This ball will drift over to right field now, and coming in, making the catch is Nelson. That'll do it for Delano in the first. No runs, no hits, an error, and one left on. One in our books, Spring Hill nothing, Delano nothing. More state tournament baseball from Hamburg in 1.5.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked at the pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Attention Artex spreader owners. Did you know that your spreader can be used for more than just hauling manure? Artex Manufacturing has made it possible for you to use your spreader as a forage wagon. They offer silage extension panels that go around the top of the spreader to give you a larger capacity. Give your number one dealer, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, a call at 800-338-6455 to get your extensions ordered today and beat the rush.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Back in Hamburg as we go to the top of the second inning, and Spring Hill's Regan Nelson, Eric Schoenberg, Owen Meyer facing right-hander Mike Weber, and the first pitch from Weber, a strike called 0-1. No runs, a hit, and an error for the Chargers. No runs, no hits, and an error for Delano. Top of the second inning, a curveball that Nelson will swing through and miss, and the count at no balls, two strikes. We have overcast skies here in Hamburg on a Saturday morning. Nelson will foul this one back and out of play. That'll find the parking lot, the alfalfa field.
Wasn't near Impala, was it?
No.
Cool.
You made sure we parked almost near Glencoe.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Your legs aren't broken.
And the pitch down and away, the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Weber eyes up Hansen behind the plate, and Nelson drills this to left center field. That's going to drop in for the Chargers' second base hit of the day. Nice swing by Regan Nelson.
You almost wonder where that ball ends up without the wind howling in and without a pretty soggy outfield grass, Randy, if that would maybe split the gap. Because it
that
has some heat on it. Yeah,
that was drilled. Yeah. I bring Eric Schoenberg to the plate. Good point, because, you know, anything really hit with any authority in that outfield, I think that 2 inches plus of rain is just going to eat that speed up.
Watch a bunt here.
Schoenberg takes a strike call to 1-1. Nothing on with that first pitch. Gordy Barton going through a series of signs now with Eric Schoenberg.
I think you bring up a good point, Randy. Good time to play outfield when it's soft like that. Take a chance. It's not going anywhere.
Nelson gets a small lead. Schoenberg doesn't show bunt again. Takes the pitch outside. A ball, 1-1. So is Kurt Hemish listening back at home today?
I mean, wouldn't put it past him.
Awesome. Kurt,
busy boy in the garage. Chasm on in the garage. That's new for Dad.
Yeah. Here's Shane Burke swinging through the pitch and a strike and 1-2.
Saw Carl Leeser walk in. Martin's off this weekend with the bye. Champions of Region 15C.
Ball and two strikes. Nelson's lead. The pitch finishing outside, and the count, two balls, two strikes. Talk to one of our state board members, Kenny Vogt. Good to have Kenny on the board. But he said, I brought it up to board members last night that we need to get out of the trailer and walk around a little bit. And, you know, I really like his attitude. I do. It's like, we got to get out and come to the concession stand, buy a candy bar once in a while, and
now,
shake hands with people.
And knowing Aaron, Ethan, and Kenny over the years, that didn't surprise you one bit,
not
did it?
At all. 2-2 the count. Shane Berg watches that pitch sail outside and the count full 3-2. Kenny said last night those storms going through, the boys had a picture of a funnel over their farm. It never touched the ground. The 3-2, and Shane Berg swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
Nasty right there from Mike Weber. And Shane Berg upset with himself. Yeah. Obviously, you don't want to strike out ever, but with the guy on base and nobody out, you got to put it in play right there. But that's a dirty pitch right there from Mr. Weber for big out number one.
Yeah, good location. Going to bring up Owen Meyer, and Owen had an
awesome region.
Awesome region. Yes, he did.
7-for-16.
Feeling Meyer it. Drills this down the left field line. That is a fair ball into the left field corner. Regan Nelson digging for three. Owen will pull in with a double, and his awesome region continues to an awesome state tournament so far. 1-for-1 and a double.
Extra base hits. He had two doubles in regions. He's got his first state tournament double. He's, what, a 2019 grad? There's no way he played on the 2015 Charger team.
No.
So welcome to the big dance, Mr. Meyer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll bring Luke Damer to the plate with one out and two on.
Infield in here, Randy, trying to mow him down.
Of course, you want Damer to push something to the right side. Hopefully he can get Nelson in from third and grab an early lead. Breaking ball, strike called, 0-1 to Luke. Number 9 hitter, Nate Terrace on deck. Chargers threatening here in the second. Their third hit of the game off of the bat of Owen Meyer. Another breaking ball, and same finish there. Strike called and 0-2. Boy. Wasn't as sharp a breaking ball as we saw maybe one of his pitches earlier. 0-2.
And
sets him up low and away, and Damer out on three for the second strikeout here in the inning and third of the game.
That hook, I mean, you kind of said it. There's almost two variations of it.
There is.
A little floppier one, and then the tight one. As he came with the tight one on 0-2 right there.
Yes, he did. I bring Nate Terrace, the number 9 hitter, to the plate. Nathan in the batter's box. Says a few words to his counterpart behind the plate and takes a breaking ball there for a strike and 0-1.
Four straight hooks, all in the zone.
It's like Weber's kind of figuring out here, well, if I can throw that breaker for a strike and another breaking ball, Terrace rips it into right field, a base hit. Martin looks once, and now he'll put the brakes on Meyer as Regan Nelson scores, and that number 9 hitter for the Chargers keeps coming up big.
There he goes again, as he was our Chasm Cap player of the game to get Spring Hill into state against New Munich last Saturday. He had a big day and picks up an RBI right there, just punching it to right. And Randy, that right fielder, which is Jeff Althoff, playing in awfully shallow. Meyer can fly, but I think he's toast if Gordy sends him right there.
I agree. Yeah, you had to hold him. And he got the top of the order up. Eric Terrace, 1-for-1 today. Chargers 4 hits off of Weber. Pitches low and away of all, 1-0.
Spring Hill striking first here in the second.
Chargers making some noise in Hamburg. Terrace's lead at first. Meyer over at third. Quite a bit of room behind home plate yet if a ball would get away from the catcher. Followed off by Eric Terrace in the count of ball and a strike. Kind of got the feeling if Hansen catches for the Gophers. And
he doesn't. He plays first base.
He does.
I looked it up.
Okay.
But he looks like he's got a good arm.
He's got a good arm, yeah. And, of course, he's going to block everything behind the plate. There's a pop-up in the infield. On the mound, Weber calls for it, makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the Charger first. But they strike, or the second, the Chargers strike first in the second, scoring one run on three hits. No errors, two left on base, 1.5. Spring Hill 1, Delano nothing. More state tournament baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Bottom of the second inning, Delano's Oren Hinkle, James Otto, Jeff Althoff, facing right-hander Anthony Reverman. And this is Paul out of play. Down the first baseline. Count 0-1 to Hinkle as we see the sun come out in Hamburg this afternoon.
Big time.
Or morning yet. Hinkle, a pop-up. This one's going to find left fielder Austin Shane. Berger racing in, and he'll catch up to it in fair ground down the left field line, one out. The corners here, Kirby, there's not a lot of room. The ball rolls down into the corner. You can retrieve it pretty quickly.
Yeah, for fall territory, you know, for those listening back in Stearns County, it would be the opposite of like a Richmond. Not a lot going on in fall territory down the lines.
Reverman on the mound, and he faces James Otto. The first pitch to Otto, a ball, 1-0. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Spring Hill leading Delano, 1-0. Here's a line drive to Terrace at short, and Jamie gloves it for the second out.
Hit hard by James Otto, but James lining out to Jamie for quick out number two.
Bring right fielder Jeff Althoff to the plate.
Number 11, Jeff Althoff.
Althoff, boy, this guy looks like he's put together. Maybe lifted a few weights in his lifetime. As he steps into the batter's box, the number seven hitter, and Reverman's pitch. Fastball a little bit high from Anthony and the count 1-0.
Do you remember Mark Schrummel from Richmond? Mm-hmm. Teaches at Delano.
Yep.
Lives in Montrose, I believe. He gave me some tidbits on the Athletics, and he said Jeff Althoff played at St. Cloud State many moons ago, and he could probably bench press the entire team.
Yeah, looks like it.
And then when you said, wow, this guy's put together, I looked, it's like hey, that's what he said. He said he's a lifter.
The pitch bouncing away from Terrace in the count, two balls and no strikes to Althoff. Reverman kicks and delivers, and that catches the corner, 2-1. One run, four hits, and an error for Spring Hill. No runs, no hits, one error so far for Delano. The pitch, ground ball, too short. Jamie Terrace plays that second big hop. Cross the diamond, 6-3 on the putout, and that'll end. Delano second, a nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Two in our books. Spring Hill 1, Delano nothing. More state tournament baseball in 1.5 here on KASM.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota and, of course, offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill. Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We're back in Hamburg, third inning, and Kirby Hemish.
Thank you, Randall. To the third we go. Austin Schanberg, Jamie Terrace, Anthony Reverman is three wide ones. Start the at-bat to Austin Schanberg as it is 3-0. 3-0 pitch, low ball four. Spring Hill up 1-0, and they got a base runner on here in the third as Mr. Weber, who's had a pretty doggone good control throughout his first two frames. Four-pitch walk. Randy, nothing really close right there.
No, nothing close at all.
Pitch got the ump. Another one was way down and away. That one was clearly low. So leadoff man on for Jamie Terrace. Flew out to short. First pitch he saw from Weber back in the first inning. As the first offering from Weber to Terrace, he taps this one foul up the third base line. After that four-pitch walk, Jamie first pitch swinging, but he just kind of chunks it foul.
I like Jamie, Kirby. He's a good contact hitter. He's a good guy to maybe hit and run with. Maybe have Jamie take a few pitches, although that's not his MO. Yeah. No, he likes swinging.
I was just going to say, they got their best base runner on base, and there he goes, and he steals second. Austin Schanberg goes on the one-strike pitch. It misses down for a ball, slides underneath the tag at second of that that second baseman, Nate Norman. And at second in scoring position is Austin Schanberg.
The base umpire, I don't know if he was in the perfect position to make that call, Kirby. Maybe a little farther away than I would have liked him to be. But he called safe. And Austin did get a hand in there.
Looks like Austin beat the ball.
Yep.
1-1 the count. Terrace looking to clutch up to double up the Charger lead. Schanberg his lead from second. The 1-1 pitch knocked down by Hansen. Big stop right there by the big athletic catcher, both in team and in athleticism dubbing. 2-1 the count now, 2-21. 1-0 our score here. Schanberg walked on four pitches and stole second. Three looks from Weber to Schanberg as this pitch is hit on the ground to third. Fielded at third by James Otto. Throw across the diamond is on time. Schanberg no opportunity for advancement as he stays put at second for a harmless out number one.
Yeah, nice play by Otto over at third. Next up, the Chargers. Up to the task, and we get somebody going down to the bullpen already. One of the draftees, number two, draftee. That looks like Jordan Flick.
Dasselman. It'll be Anthony Reverman.
So how does Cole Flick fit in? He's the groundskeeper at Dassel, or
that's
what?
That's Jordan's dad, yeah.
That's Jordan's dad.
So the Dassel, they always have those mowing patterns,
yeah,
with those mowers,
yeah.
And they all wear orange shirts. They're the pumpkin patch. That's what they call them. And Mr. Flick, he's the leader of the pack, or the patch, if you will. First pitch missing to Anthony Reverman. Right-hander Mike Weber is 1-0 pitch. That is down, and now 2-0. Four-pitch walk issued to Schanberg. came right at Jamie Terrace, but now missing wide twice to Reverman, who struck out to end the first inning. Winner of this one gets New Ulm Saturday night next weekend over in Waconia as this pitch tapped on the ground to third. Easy hop for Otto. Stayed on the ground right there, Randy. You talked about that kind of soft grass and soft hops right there as it just kind of leisurely rolled its way over to Otto. He flips it across the diamond to Schlaper for two quick ones.
Today is a good confidence builder for infielders, Kirby. You shouldn't have to blink or maybe turn your head or anything like that. You should get true hops.
So the Chargers trying not to squander that walk and stole a steal of second. As that'll bring Regan Nelson to the plate. You see the draftee from Buffalo?
No.
His last name is V-O-G-T.
Uh-huh.
Ethan Vogt just texting me. That's his cousin. Wow, as this pitch popped up to right, this will be trouble. Long run. If it's fair, it's going to be a run. That ball drops foul by about 10 feet. Moves our count to 1-1. Two outs running, of course, with Schoenberg. He would have scored with ease, but drops foul, much to the relief of Jeff Althoff and Mike Weber for Delano.
Yeah, this state tournament, Kirby and Class C, no messing around. You got to win today, right? So if your pitcher's not doing the job on the mound, look to somebody else.
That is quick hooks, the way to do it. 1-1 offering, that's missing down and away, and that gets away from the catcher, Toby Hansen, and Schoenberg's going to check over into third on the wild pitch. That hook, it's effective, Randy, but that's a tough pitch to stop sometimes.
Right, and that one looked, Kirby, like it maybe hit the plate,
yeah,
and it hopped over Hansen's shoulder.
So 2-1 the count. Regan singled and scored the lone run of the game. And he's got a good hitter's count right now. 2-1 pitch. This is popped up, fouling out of play. Moves our count to 2-2. Nelson clapping his left hand on the barrel of the bat. Regan had other plans with that 2-1 pitch from Mike Weber.
Scored the game's only run.
That he did. 1-0 in favor of Spring Hill. 2-2 pitch. Fastball just missing inside. Our first take of the day belongs to Mr. Regan Nelson. Weber tried burning it in on those hands. Regan says, no, no. Mike right back, payoff pitch. That's off the plate, and it's a walk issued to Regan Nelson. So two walks this inning, Randy, as Weber, I don't think he had a two-ball count in the first two innings.
You're right. You're right. Now walk Nelson, walk Schoenberg, and see if Eric Schoenberg can come and do something here for the Chargers.
Good speed on the pads, and Eric looking for some redemption after he struck out his first and only time up. Runners at the corners. First offering to Schoenberg. He unable to check his swing. Strike one. So if you're sitting on that curve and then he comes with that heater, Randy, that's where he sneaks it by you. That's what happened to Rabbit on that one. 0-1 the count. Weber set. His 0-1 pitch. That's hit on the ground. It's deep in the hole. Fielded on a backhand. Strong throw across the diamond. Nice play right there by the shortstop, Jack Paulson, to retire Eric Schoenberg and saving Delano a run, and that does it for Spring Hill here in the third. They score no runs. They got no hits. There were no Delano errors, and two runners left on base. We've played 2.5. It's 1-0 in favor of Spring Hill into the bottom of the third inning. That'll come up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Back in Hamburg, the home of the Hawks. What do they call it? Hawks Field? Hawks Field is where we're at right now. It's the 2021 State Amateur Baseball Tournament's first of five on Chasm this weekend with Randy and I.
Don't they have multiple food items named after Hawk, like the Hawk Burger and the Hawk Brat?
What? Why wouldn't they call it the Hamburger? That's a layup right there. I'm going to talk to the marketing staff. His first pitch swinging on the ground, backhanded by Schoenberg at third. Long throw across the diamond, but he makes the long throw across the diamond to retire Nate Norman on one pitch. Nice play by the Rabbit at third base.
You know, Paulson's play ending the second inning was our top of the third was good. Eric Schoenberg's play there was awesome.
Randy, I think that those two are hits on a non-2.25 inches of rain next day.
You got it.
Mother Nature, a friend of the pitcher thus far, wind blowing in as nine-hitter Adam Schlaper, first pitch swinging, fouls it up the third base line. Steve Island wanted no part of that ground ball. So one strike the count to Schlepper, the first baseman. He'll be followed by the leadoff man, Brady Miller, for Delano here in the third inning. 1-0 our score is Riverman's offering. This pitch popped up foul and out of play. Anthony's not going to mess around, is he, Randy? He's coming right at these athletes.
He's coming right at him.
Especially and you got nobody on with the nine-hitter up.
Yeah, and I'm sure they've said it in the dugout. I've said it here on the air a few times, but the wind's blowing in. Anthony, just throw strikes. Throw strikes, and that's what he's doing so far. Don't walk any guys and let him hit the ball.
Two strikes the count as Riverman gets the sign from Terrace. Two strike offering. Missing down and away. Now 1-2.
Haven't got a text yet, Kirby, if Schlepper's related to any Schleppers in Stearns County.
I have not heard.
I bet he is.
They'll tell us. They always seem to. As the 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed. First time through the order, he's allowed, no hits and just the one base runner on the air. So he's, if you thought maybe they should have started Van Beck, thus far, go to batting 1,000.
Anthony Riverman says, I want to talk about me.
Right? Yeah. It's a two away. Lineup
a
flips
Toby
over.
Toby Keith reference.
There it is. Look at Randy making music references. Look what happens when I start doing some regions games with the guy. As a drag bunt attempt that is out in front of home plate. Terrace Fields barehanded. His throw is right on the money, and it's three up, three down for Riverman as he retires the Athletics in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Through three, 1-0 Spring Hill. Back in a minute and a half on KASM.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or take it to-go options are always available and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked a Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546.
Albany Laundromat has recently been sold and is under new ownership. Watch for exciting new changes as the laundromat undergoes major renovations. Albany Laundry will have durable commercial-grade machines for those heavy-duty, hard-to-clean items. Please bear with us as the new improved Albany Laundry will be amazing. This radio message brought to you by your Ream Pro partner, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're